Welcome to the Kingdom in the Chaos podcast. I'm Casey. This is where faith meets the messy, the loud, and the overwhelming parts of life. I am so glad you're here. Let's be honest. Life isn't always neat and picture perfect. Sometimes it feels more like a whirlwind of laundry piles, endless demands, and racing thoughts that just won't quit. Maybe you found yourself waking up already overwhelmed, wondering, where is God in all of this? Friend, you're not alone. And more importantly, God is not absent. He's not sitting off in the distance waiting for you to get it together. He's right here, in the thick of it. In the noise, in the exhaustion, in the fear, He is your refuge, your strength, and your steady place when everything else feels like it's falling apart. Over the next 31 days, we're going to walk together through devotionals designed to point your heart back to the one who holds you. Each episode is a gentle reminder that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have all the answers, and you don't have to carry the weight alone. So let's take a deep breath, lean in, and let's start with a prayer. Father, thank you for meeting us right here, in the middle of our mess, in the chaos, and in the questions. You are not distant, you are near. As we begin this journey through Kingdom in the Chaos, we invite your spirit to be present in every word, every moment, in every heart that listens. Remind us that we don't have to have it all together to come to you. Speak peace into our storms, truth into our doubts, and strength into our weary places. Let this time be sacred, not because of our perfection, but because of your presence. We trust you to meet us in the chaos and lead us with grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Our verse for the day is Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's be honest, life can feel like a total mess sometimes. Not the kind of mess that a quick tidy up will fix, but the kind that lingers and weighs on your heart. The laundry piles up, the demands never stop, and your mind races with all the what ifs, should haves, and if onlys. Some mornings, you wake up already feeling overwhelmed before the day even begins. In those moments, it's easy to wonder, where is God in all this? When the noise and the chaos seem too loud to hear anything else, you might feel completely alone. But here's the beautiful truth, friend. God is right there with you. Not as a distant observer, but standing firmly in the middle of your chaos, holding you up when you feel like you're about to fall apart. Psalm 46:1 reminds us that He is our refuge and strength, our safe place and solid ground when everything else feels like it's crumbling. He's not asking you to pretend that you have it all together and all figured out, or to put on a mask of peace that you don't actually feel. Instead, He's gently inviting you to lean on Him, to find rest in His unfailing love and power. You don't have to carry the weight alone or be the strong one every single day. You don't have to be perfect or come up with a plan to fix every problem. All you need to do is remember who your strength is. When the day feels like it's too much to bear, pause, take a deep breath, and close your eyes. Let His presence fill your heart with the unshakable truth. You belong to a kingdom that cannot be moved, and your King is right there beside you, steady, faithful, and full of grace. Even in the middle of your mess and chaos. Jesus, we need you today. We've been trying to keep it all together, but honestly, we're tired. Thank you for being a safe place when life feels like too much. Remind us that we don't have to have all of it figured out. We don't have to do it on our own. Help us trade our stress for your peace and our weakness for your strength. We trust you to hold us steady, even when everything feels loud and messy. We know, we believe, we trust that you are here in the midst of the chaos. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I want you to take this devotional with you. I want you to focus on it. I want you to write your own prayers. And I want you to really dive in deep. Dive deep into chaos with the Lord. Let him speak to you and bring you that peace. And then I have these two questions for you. Okay? What area of your life feels the most chaotic right now? I want you to write it down. And I want you to journal what it would look like to invite God into that exact space. Be honest. Be raw. Let it be messy if it's messy. And what would you change if you truly believed that God was your refuge? Thank you for spending part of your day here with me. I pray today's devotional reminded you that even in the chaos, you are never alone, and that God is closer than your next breath. If this episode encouraged you, would you take a moment to share it with a friend, leave a review, come join us in our community over on Facebook? That helps more women just like you find truth, hope, and a reminder of the kingdom they belong to. You can look on my website, find more information about how you can get involved, how we can grow closer together. I would love to hear from you. But until next time, keep leaning into his presence. Keep choosing truth over noise. And remember, even in the chaos, you are held by a faithful king. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.